I'm now joined by Councillor Tony Murphy from Dublin Fingal to talk about the call for CCTV in Balbriggan, of course, to help reduce antisocial behaviour and crime in the area. A very good morning to you, Tony, and thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
Good morning, Johnny. Thanks for inviting me on.
No, you're most welcome. Pleasure to have you. A silent protest took place against the increase in antisocial behaviour just outside Balbriggan Garda Station. That was last November. They had a turnout of over 700 locals, and also roughly 467 to 500 locals signed a petition demanding immediate action to resolve the issue. So first of all, Tony, tell us about what kind of antisocial behaviour are we talking about here? How long has it been going on and how serious is it?
Well, it's probably escalating a little bit. And if you're asking what kind of antisocial behaviour, I'd say it's more like intimidation, harassment, bit of vandalism, and it has escalated into one or two assaults, which is probably the catalyst for forming, a peaceful march, if you like, to the Garda station. I think there's a number of issues here that need to be addressed in a sense, in bringing some sort of sense of proportion to what's happening in Balbriggan. I think you have to look at the population demographic. We have the youngest population in Ireland. We have 11 primary schools, we have 6 secondary schools, so we have lots of kids. So in the main, if you look at that, it would naturally lead you to believe if 14, 15, 16-year-old youngsters are being boisterous and out of order, and if there's no check on that, then that can get out of control. And if we have more of them, then the law of averages is that we will have more antisocial behaviour in that particular area. What would be compounding that also is the fact that the lack of capacity within the Gardaí to address it, and I say that in the sense of the numbers of guards. But having said that, I have to say there's fantastic news for Balbriggan. I was at the liaison committee meeting on Tuesday of this week, and Sergeant Niall Phelan announced that there is a new deployment of community guard group, specifically community guards for Balbriggan, one sergeant and 5 Gardaí, which is absolutely fantastic, and that's exactly what has been missing. Historically, we would have had a community guard unit. We had 2 guards who were known by first name terms, who were that well known in the local area, Kate and Dave. And they were fantastic guys. They reached out to the local community. They went into all the schools. They were friendly with all the kids. They even went into some of the pre-primary schools, the Nenras, and spoke to children in there to get a familiarisation with the Gardaí and to instill, I think, a sense that the Garda is there to help you, and that's his primary role and function is to support the community.
All right. How frequent are the antisocial, events happening? Is it every day, every week, or kind of every 2 weeks or whatever?
I would say probably some of the issues would be around, harassment and large groups of kids coming out from school during the day, and they would be hanging. And by virtue of the fact that there is a group of maybe 20, 30 or more kids who don't, show good civic duty and get out of the way when older people are trying to pass, or there might be comments made or whatever, that sort of stuff is happening, not on a daily basis, but every other day. I'd say there's another issue there as well, which you have to be real about it, that we're on a train link as well, and there's groups of teenagers that would come into Balbriggan. They're not from the area.
I was just going to ask you that, actually, yeah.
Yeah, and that happens, not on a regular basis, but it can happen, once or twice a month, where a group of maybe 30 or 40 teenagers would arrive in Balbriggan, and obviously with social media, they can all connect, and whatever they want to get up to. I mean, there would be minor, shoplifting events where 30 or 40 might swamp a local spar shop and take a few cans of Coke. It's minor, but it shouldn't happen. And while they would have their own CCTV, sometimes with the large group, it's not easy to identify what's happening when, and you know what I mean. So,
yes, of course.
Yeah, I would say, prior to the introduction of the new community policing unit in Balbriggan, I would have thought, and this is the CCTV, would have been an extra layer of eyes, if you like, for the Gardaí in order to assist. And I know that it's proven that it has worked. in areas when people are aware that there is a public CCTV in place, that you tend to get a lessened sort of crime rate in that area, you know.
Okay, sorry to harp on this, but let's say I'm a local, okay, a Saturday evening, I go for a few pints, okay, just a few, okay, but I stay till closing time, okay, and I have about an hour to walk home, right? Not an hour, a mile up the road, right, to where my house is. Should I be worried?
No.
Right, okay.
No,
so it's not that bad, right.
I would say no. And look, in every community, there will be areas that you might get. Incidents do happen. I'm not denying that. But I would say that, and I'm saying this in real terms, that there's when you have a situation that happens in a particular area, media escalation can actually sort of, say, amplify it, you know. There are issues, there have been issues, I'm not saying that there haven't been, but I could walk around Dublin and I'm not in fear of where I'm going, to be honest with you, you know. But that has to be said. That's, I mean, if I'm walking down O'Connell Street or walking down any major urban area, that you watch out for yourself, you know.
Yes, so, of course, we all know that.
You see gangs of guys over in the corner, and if you engage with them, then that can escalate into a situation that shouldn't happen, you know.
Of course. So I believe at a recent area committee meeting, you suggested to implement CCTV in the town. Fingal County Council, however, they want to wait and assess the pilot project for CCTV in Corduff, Dublin 15. So what's your view on this, Tony? How long will it take them to assess the Corduff project, and when is that one expected to conclude?
I didn't get the timelines on it. This came up at the Fingal Joint Policing Committee, which would be the forum where they would discuss opportunities to put in crime prevention infrastructure, and the pilot CCTV project for Corduff was mentioned. They're looking at it from cost benefit, overall effectiveness, and obviously the use of CCTV in the urban location to see how valuable it is. I mean, there's other issues and other advantages, obviously, with CCTV in areas where you can have reg readers, you can watch movement of criminal activity, you know, so it's a broader piece. In it's a smaller town, not far from Balbriggan in Duleek. They've put in CCTV, and it has reduced the number of burglaries in that area, because obviously the criminals were coming out from the city, and there was no monitoring of them. With the connectivity of the motorways, that's been said, in more rural areas in Ireland, this has sort of, say, accelerated the burglary crime in more rural areas, because there's opportunity to get away. So when you can monitor it better with CCTV, obviously it reduces the occasion that it happens. I don't know, to answer your question, when it will conclude, but it's not a piece of business that's put in easy. There's a lot of work that has to go in before an assessment's made in an area before they put it in. So I'm hoping that it will be an addition, and we'll consider it seriously, and that we could have CCTV in Balbriggan, providing it's considered to be suitable, before the end of the year. It would take that amount of time, I would think. But I just want to say something else on that, there are great projects going on with diversion programs from the local Gardaí, with late night soccer camps and for local youth. But we do have a deficit in other areas. We've only one youth officer. Our frontline workers are, sort of, say, volunteers in our local Feroiga club. You know what I mean? They can't. They haven't got the capacity with the numbers to look after the kids that might want to join on our Cush Drug and Alcohol Task Force. We've only three workers, and that covers Rush, Lusk, Gerrys, Nall, Garrettstown, and Balbriggan. Like, there's serious deficits within the provision of youth workers in Balbriggan, and it needs to be addressed. And that's another issue. So we have to be looking at the provision, prevention rather than the cure, you know. So if we actually can intervene with offering opportunity for the kids to go to the likes of the Feroiga clubs, etc., when we have the youth workers in place, then we might see also a decrease in antisocial behaviour. A lot of it is boisterous, but by virtue of the fact that it hasn't been managed properly, and I'd say this with due respect to the Gardaí, because they haven't had the resources to do it, it's escalated to a level where there has been assaults, and that shouldn't happen, and that has happened, you know. So that's where it's at the moment. But I say the great news is, and fantastic news for Bullbringen, that we have now got the Garda resources in place in order to make the changes that we need to make in that area.
Right, I understand, and that's a great start. But isn't there a grant of €40,000 available? It's from the department to local organisations for costs incurred with CCTV systems. How does that work, by the way? Is it 40k grant per area, or is that per organisation for the year?
Yeah, no, it's 40,000 is the maximum allowable in a grant for CCTV. So if it's going to cost you 100, you have to find the balance of the money, and that's part of the problem with putting in CCTV. There has been little uptake, to be honest with you, in areas, because it's falling within the remit of local authorities to find the balance of the funding if they're considering the provision of CCTV in their particular area. There's also a monitoring issue which has been raised. I'm a little bit curious about that, but that's a problem, because you just need, to my mind, hard drive system, everything is wireless, and it's only when you need to actually look at it. You don't need to monitor it. When there is an incident that you need to look at, then you can actually go back to the hard drive and search for it, you know. So it doesn't need live monitoring, unless there's something serious going on in a particular area, or there's an event where there's large people and they do want to monitor it. But if that's happening and you have that facility in there, then that's great. I know they do it in the city on Patrick's Day. They actually have serious live monitoring going on with the guard in there, and they need to do it to make sure everybody is safe. I'm saying that's the financial downside of it. But the upside is that there is 40,000, so there is funding made available to encourage people to put the infrastructure in place.
Right, okay. But you're suggesting CCTV only along Balbriggan's main street, so surely that isn't too expensive, is it?
To put numbers on it, I'm not a professional in that area. I would have thought that with the the electric light poles that we have, with some maybe sympathetic property owners, that to put the CCTV on prominent buildings throughout the thoroughfare of the main street would be an ideal location, and some poles in other areas, that we wouldn't even have to install or erect anything extra by way of height in order to capture what we want to capture. So I don't think it would be expensive, but I still think it would probably cost around €100,000 to have a decent system in there. So there would be a shortfall, but I see the real advantages if you count up the advantage of having safer streets, then what cost do you put on that, you know? So
of course,
it's a small price to pay, you know.
Yeah, some of the locals are doubtful about the CCTV scheme. They say it's too expensive and the equipment is costly, and that it would be destroyed anyway or damaged by vandals. What's your opinion on that?
No, I don't agree with that. Well, first and foremost, I mean, it hasn't been costed, so nobody knows what it's going to cost. I'm only using numbers, to be honest with you, that I think it might cost, so I'm not 100% certain. I haven't done a costing on it. So for people to say it's too expensive, with regard to it being vandalised, it won't get vandalised because of the height, and most of the cameras that are used today are vandal-proof. You can't destroy them. I mean, there's cameras used in industrial areas, monitoring, warehousing, etc., and it's never vandalised. You can't vandalise it. You know what I mean? That's years ago. You could, because they didn't have the housing, or they weren't up to the standard that they are today. So no, that's not going to happen.
Okay, all right.
I dismiss that immediately. As, you know.
What about local neighbourhood watch in Balbriggan? How successful has that been?
There are pockets of it. Neighbourhood watch tends to be used more widely in rural areas, and tends to work better in rural areas. And I think that's because the way it is managed on a mobile phone system, that if it's in a more urban area, it doesn't have the same element of success, because there's so much activity, it's much more difficult to assess if there's a movement of, say, a vehicle, a van that looks suspicious. There's that much other stuff going on. It's not as visible. So it tends not to be something that's deployed in in the more urban areas as much as it is in a rural setting. Rural settings, there's less movement of vehicles, there's less movement of trains, so it's easier to actually to monitor it. And so it doesn't tend to be, get used in an urban setting as much. You know?
Okay, I gotcha. What's the current population of the town in Balbriggan? It's roughly 25,000 plus?
Yeah, 25,000 plus. But the real issue is we have the youngest population, not in Fingal, not in Dublin, but we have in Fingal, but in Ireland. In Ireland, I mean, this is the youngest population in the whole country. So what I'm sort of say pushing for here is to make sure that as the population, as the kids grow, we've 11 primary schools, and there's going to be issues around antisocial behaviour, that we then have a vision in place in order to make sure that we manage it. And that's as simple as that. So it's about managing the future, sort of say, issues that might arise. Rather than coming in, and we are coming in a little late, and there's been a population explosion. We're the fastest growing area, so we're playing catch up in this area, and I think it's a small investment for massive gain, and I think that the local authority, Fingal County Council, along with the Gardaí, will support the concept.
That's great. Are there any other towns in Fingal with CCTV already in place? Are you aware of?
Not that I'm aware of. There might be in Blanchardstown, but I'm not immediately aware of, so I couldn't answer on that one.
Okay, no worries. No worries, Tony.
Yeah.
And overall now, as regards to the scheme itself for Balbriggan, how positive are you? Like, how early would you expect to go ahead and commencement? I know we touched on it earlier, but are you positive and confident we might get something, say, in 18 months or so?
Yes, if it's considered worthy, when they do their assessment and they say the overall effectiveness of it will be an advantage in the area, and it obviously comes down to cost as well, albeit there is a €40,000 grant towards it. All those checks and balances being in place, I would like to think that the infrastructure could be in place before the end of this year. So I would be hopeful that they would agree to deliver it.
That's wonderful. Tony, thank you very much for joining us today. All very interesting, and we wish you the very best of luck with the CCTV scheme. And all the best, and take care. Have a great day.
Thanks very much, Johnny, and thanks for having me on the show. Take care.
You're most welcome. You're most welcome. Thanks again, Tony. Okay, that was Councillor Tony Murphy from Dublin Fingal to talk about the call for CCTV in Balbriggan to help reduce crime and antisocial behaviour.